What's the Word is your weekly digest of information about current events and trending topics, brought to you by your favorite podcast. That's the setup. Sweden strikes on Tesla, Elon Musk EV company. Since October 27th, about 130 mechanics left their jobs at 10 different garages in Sweden after Tesla said that they would not sign a collective bargaining agreement, which the powerful Swedish union IF Metall disagreed. 90% of workers in Sweden are covered by this particular collective agreement. But Tesla stayed strong and denied accepting that agreement. The vendors, Swedish vendors such as Hydro Extrusion, said that its workers will not make components of Tesla parts, representing workers who paint cars, clean Tesla's office, and service 70 charging stations in Sweden, have also dropped their paintbrushes and vacuums, electric tester things, in solitude. Postal workers have stopped delivering the license plates to Tesla. This company is suing in terms of bypassing the mail and picking up the plates and registration numbers it owns. That lawsuit is still pending with the Swedish legal system, but an appeals court judge told Tesla and that more unions were mad that Elon Musk was trying to go above their heads. Even the Swedish Transport Workers Union said that they will cease picking up their trash at all of the Tesla's workspaces in the country beginning on Sunday. Dock workers in Denmark aren't even loading Teslas, and the unions in Finland and Norway are preparing to stop business associated with Tesla if they do not sign that agreement soon. In addition, 16 regional investors have written strong worded letters to Tesla's board. The United Auto Workers said last month that they have plans to organize Tesla and other non-unionized car makers across the United States. Adrian Humphreys from the National Post reports, a judge has approved a class lawsuit alleging anti-black racism against inmates in Canada's prison. All black inmates allege physical, emotional, or psychological abuse while incarcerated in the Correctional Service of Canada facility since 1985. Abel Araya was an inmate in Drumheller Institution in Alberta and William Head Institution in British Columbia before his release in 2020. He was subject to racial abuse by both CSC staff and other inmates while in the minimum security facility on Vancouver Island. He was often dismissed or ignored by white guards and was treated differently than the white inmates. He said he was ignored when first seeking medical treatment from a serious head injury. There was no programming available specifically for black prisoners. The process and timing for this class member to opt out of the proceedings have not been determined as of yet. There's a new platform for investors called Masterworks, which enables anyone to invest in blue chip paintings by artists such as Picasso and Banksy for just a fraction of the cost. The Picasso painting, the iconic Picasso painting, was purchased around $1 million in the late 1960s, sold for a whopping $139 million at an auction last month due to that platform Masterworks. Yes, investors can get a return. Not just only the billionaires of the world can benefit from the art market now. Here's how it works. Masterworks will select artists from their research team. They'll use a proprietary data to determine which artist market have the most momentum, purchase the artwork at a fair price. Then they will securitize the artwork by filing it in an offering circular with the Securities and Exchange Commission, allowing anyone to invest. Yes. Then they will hold that artwork from 3 to 10 years and wait until they sell that painting to receive the participating investors' pro rata proceeds after their fees. Yes, then you have the ability to sell your shares on their trading markets. Anyway, from private sales within a operating separate gallery space, private sales team has an interface with the top collectors in the art market to sell to directly. Now, becoming a member of the Masterworks is very, very sensitive in nature. Their onboarding process will take a long screening effort to make sure that that individual is vetted to participate in this extraordinary opportunity. The Washington News, Joshua Goodman, Eric Tucker, and Regina Garcia Cano. The U.S. and Venezuela prisoner swap deal, which represents the Biden administration's boldest attempt to improve relations with the major oil producing nation and extract concessions. Fat Leonard, who is at the center of a massive Pentagon bribery scandal, was included in the U.S.-Venezuela prisoner swap. Venezuela sent back the U.S. former defense contractor, who is known as Fat Leonard. He pleaded guilty to overcharging the U.S. Navy by $35 million, but cut off his ankle bracelet and fled to the South American nation while under house arrest. So, as a part of the larger deal that represents improving relations between the countries, under this arrangement, the U.S. freed Alex Saab, an associate of Venezuela's president, who was accused of money laundering, and Venezuela freed 10 American prisoners, whom were actually considered wrongfully detained. American detainees were back on the U.S. soil late Wednesday evening, landing in San Antonio's Kelly Airfield Annex. What's the word? That is the word. This has been another News Buzz Moment brought to you by That's the Setup Podcast TV.